Hi, and welcome to 620 Patio. We are Lugunot Media Production, and we are going to do our show here shortly. We're going to get our computer fired up and get the fire going on the patio, and we'll be right back after this song. Too old to rock and roll. Oh, never too old to rock and roll. Welcome to 620 Patio, and as you guys might have guessed, we are on as age discrimination as our topic this week.
Yes, lots of neat things to talk about. I'm hoping that we get some participation from our panel, because I'd like to see if anybody out there has experienced some of the things that we've found in our research. So,
yeah, exactly. I'm your host, Shane TVG, the bald guy, and my hostess with the mostest, and she is very lucky to be here. Lucky me.
Yay! Hi, everybody.
And welcome, Yay. Cindy, to the panel. How are you doing tonight, Cindy?
All right. I'm just hoping this will work. I'm not too sure if I'm sounding okay. It's on my tablet, so
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Had a little echo, but
a little echo. I'm not, sure where bad. That's coming from, but yeah.
Well, I might be too close too, so.
And I have to apologize. I have been coughing for 3 days, so I hope I don't have a coughing fit during our call or our show. So.
Okay. Well, where do you want like to start at tonight?
Well, I wanted to share a story that actually just happened in 2022.
Okay.
When you and I were dating.
Uh-huh.
And we decided we were kind of talking about, you know, marriage and where would we live and all of that stuff. Shane was willing to move up to the Kansas City area where I was. And he was like, you know, he even researched jobs and looked at, you know, what was available for him to work and all this other stuff. And there were jobs available that he qualified for. And so we were contemplating it for sure. But we decided to ask if I could work from home and move home down here where he lived. There's like a 3-hour difference from where I was living and where he was living. And thankfully, my boss said yes. And so then I broke my lease and moved out and moved in with Shane and all of that. The reason we decided not to live up there was because, you know, at the time, Shane was 52. And I didn't want him to start over with a new company. I knew he would be stuck on third shift. I knew he would be the, you know, the butt of the joke because he's the older man on the shift, even though he's the rookie, probably knows more than half the people that work with him,
right.
Probably more than his own manager or his boss. And I just didn't want that for him or for us. You know, he's been with this company that he's working with, you know, for at least double digits, I know.
Yeah.
It's a great company and he enjoys what he does. And so, you know, it was a no-brainer for us because age discrimination does happen. And we didn't want that to happen to us. So we decided to just stay here in our area.
Stay here.
Or actually, I moved here into his area. So.
His area. So.
So age discrimination is actually known as ageism.
Also known as ageism.
I didn't know that. And it involves stereotyping either a person or a group of people based on their age.
Right.
Have you ever been, just off the cuff, have you ever been stereotyped or
Well, luckily, because I didn't have to change jobs, no, because I've been there for forever.
Yeah.
I can't think of a time. No one has worked in my favor with a couple of senior discounts there. Right? But other than that, it works out. What about you, Miss Cindy?
Well, with me, I could probably, you know what I get discriminated against is when I go to the store.
Look at me, not.
I'm 65. And they want a car
for
beer.
The car trooper
beer.
I think that is a actual plus.
I always
cigarettes. You know, nowadays cigarettes, beer. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when the drinking age was 18, never got carded. I went into a bar at 17, never got carded.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I turned 18, I got carded. And then it got changed to 21, I got carded.
Hmm.
You know, but before those ages, I never got carded.
How funny.
So now I'm 65, and I'm getting carded all over again. And I said, you know, this white hair here.
It's not dye.
You know.
Yeah,
this is a sign of maturity, people.
Right.
You know?
Well, speaking of the, you know, aging for or carding for cigarettes and beer and alcohol, what about the people that can join the military at 18 but they can't drink alcohol?
Right.
That's age discrimination, right?
I would think, but those are laws set by
But it is. I mean, it really is age discrimination.
Now, when we were in the service, we were stationed in San Diego at the naval base there. And because we were so close to Tijuana, they had lowered the drinking age on base only. So that if you stayed on base, you could drink at 18, because they were hoping to keep people, the younger soldiers, you know, from going over to Tijuana. But it didn't stop us, but, you know, we had the option then. So a lot of times we would start on base and then go to Tijuana after that. So it just depended on if you had to work the next day or not.
Right.
But yeah, so there has been.
I don't want to talk about Tijuana.
Okay. Yeah, another show. George, have you ever faced age discrimination, either yourself or with your mom? You know, I know you're her caretaker, so you probably face that a lot. So if you can. Either if you feel comfortable coming up to the panel, you could talk, or just typing in the chat if you've ever faced it. We'd be interested to know what you got.
Yeah.
So there's actually different types of ageism.
Yeah.
And I think I've experienced one, definitely two. Well, definitely one, possibly two, but not the third. So one of them is an internalized ageism. So like people that get cosmetic surgery to try not to age.
Right.
They're doing it to themselves. So the internalized one is what you do to yourself.
Right.
I just had a senior moment. Huh? Or, you know, I color my hair. So this is the one that is definitely for me.
Right.
I age discriminate myself because I don't let my hair naturally gray out. There are women in my family that have beautiful hair as they age, but mine is dull.
No, it's not. It is.
I don't like it. So,
I like it.
So I color my hair. All of this prettiness is not natural. So, and then one of the other ones is interpersonal. So it's not necessarily with work, but it's, you know, kind of just out there. It's how you connect with people. So, you'll hear comments like, that's good for somebody their age, or, you'll grow out of it. You know, because age discrimination can happen to younger people as well.
Right. It
doesn't have to happen to older people only. Most of the time it is to older people, but it can happen to younger people. So interpersonal would be something that you put on somebody else.
Exactly.
That's the one I'm kind of like, I'm not sure if I've ever experienced.
Exactly.
That.
Enoch Wilhelm. Glad to see you here.
Not sure if I could give a real life example of that one, other than those sayings, unless, as soon as I turned 49, I started getting AARP stuff in the mail.
Exactly.
Hearing aid stuff, wheelchair stuff, Medicaid, Medicare stuff. And it's like, people, I'm only 49, you know? So that might be an interpersonal thing, because I don't do it to myself, and it's not work related. So
exactly.
That might have to be one of those interpersonals.
Right,
maybe
right.
That's a good example. And then the third one is, what's that, Cindy?
Well, I was going to say, when I had to start wearing glasses, you know, with bifocals, and I went and got my eyes examined, and the young, quote unquote, young individual, did the exam and whatnot. And I was only in my 30s, and they said, well, a woman your age, and I said, excuse me, a woman my age? I'm 30, 32. But what I mean, I said, no, I know what you meant.
Yeah, that would be an interpersonal ageism, yes, absolutely.
You know,
I said, I'm not even 40 yet, and you're calling me a woman my age?
Right. Yes. So that is absolutely.
How old are you, honey?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Oh, my gosh. That's a perfect example.
Enoch, yes, we met this morning. You know. Welcome to our show, and just hang around, listen, and we'll get to you here in a minute.
Yeah. If you have any comments you'd like to share with us, just feel free to chat in the comments. So the third type of ageism.
Please give us a like and follow. I'll follow you back. Thank you. Sorry for interrupting.
No, that's okay. So the third type of ageism is institutional ageism, and that's the one that happens at work. So a younger person could be discriminated against because they are either pregnant or their spouse is pregnant and they need to take time off because of the birth.
Right.
That could be a discrimination, mm-hmm. institutional discrimination.
Welcome, Miss Sue. Good to have you.
Hi, Sue. Another one that could be institutional is allowing only men to be on an interview panel and not allowing a woman, you know. Now, if the men are the most qualified or whatever, you know, so that's one of those tricky wickets you got to watch out because
it's kind of, well, that's not really, I don't know,
age. An age. That's true. Yeah, that's more of the sex.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, if you, they're like, so when are you going to retire?
Yeah.
And it's like,
exactly.
What?
When are you going to retire? Sue can answer. I'll answer this for Sue. When you find somebody credible enough to do my job for me, that's when I'll retire.
Right.
Is that okay, Sue?
Right.
Exactly.
Welcome, Mom. Welcome, Miss Sue. We love you.
So that is an institutional ageism. And one of the things I found in doing my research, and I have seen this in like WAN ads. I know. I just dated myself. Ageism. I know. WAN ads.
Those just come out the paper for you young people out there.
Yes.
They're called wanted ads.
Yes. Yeah. Help wanted, and you do have to search it with a marker and circle it and then call the number. Anyway, if they put in their ad or in their posting, here I'll update myself in the posting, that they require at least, you know, 15 years experience.
Right.
Well, obviously, somebody coming out of college with a degree in whatever does not have that.
They don't have 15 years.
Right. Experience. So that can be a discrimination against somebody younger.
Yes, it can be.
So, and of course, you know, if you get relieved of your duties,
mm-hmm.
Or they start taking away some of your tasks because they feel, oh, it's just too complicated for you.
Right.
You know, oh, you're technically challenged. So we're going to give this to Bob down the hall.
Yeah.
You know, he grew up with computers.
Yes.
That is age discrimination, and you would have a case.
Yeah.
There has been a lot of, there's actually gobs of lawyers that would love to have a case if you can prove it. That's the problem, is proving it.
Right.
I kind of wish I knew that years ago when I worked for a company, an internet company, and I had been doing this one particular job for years. Mm-hmm. And when they first started out, and we can all imagine what company, internet company that was, and I was doing quality assurance, and I had been doing it for years. And so I wanted to move up into another tier, which meant more money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I went for the interview, the internal interview, and they said, well, we're deciding to give it to another person because they have a college education. And I'm going, I've been doing this job for 6 years.
Yeah.
And you say you're going to have somebody do the job that I've been doing, that you are just going to bump me up a grade.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You
I'm
know,
actually facing
and now you tell me I need a college education.
Yeah. I'm facing that at work right
well,
now.
Well, it would be helpful.
Yes.
It would be helpful.
But it's
well,
like,
I got your helpful.
They didn't even give you an opportunity to go back to school and get, you know.
Oh, yeah. But I would have, they said, well, in order to go back to school, you'll have to leave your job and da 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 da. And I'm going, well, you know what? I walked in this door looking for a job. I can walk out this door looking for a job too.
Right. Well,
I said, you gave me the experience, so now I can go to another internet company and do just as well as what I did here.
Yeah.
And maybe make more money.
There you go. Did that work out in your favor?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I loved working for the company. I took ownership in what I was doing, you know. And, you know, it was a good job. It was a good paying job at that time, you know. But there was just, right at that point, it was getting to be that there was too many fingers in the cookie jar. There was too many buyers or people.
I put it
wasn't just the one owner.
I put a picture in the chat that seemed to be age discrimination because that truck shouldn't be sitting there rusting in the air, should that happen. So,
I love old trucks like that.
Yeah. Is it
I love old trucks like
it's
that.
It's being age discriminated against. Sue, do you would you like to share any stories with us on anything that you may have experienced, like what you've done to yourself? An internal ageism or somebody's done to you either at work or just at the store. Do you have anything you can share with us?
Not really age discrimination, no.
Okay.
And this is specific to age discrimination.
Okay.
The only thing I will say is I don't know how the law lies in USA, but in the UK, you also have bans of payment for your age. So for example, 16 to 18 year olds are this amount as minimum wage, 18, 21, 21, 25, and so on. So for example, my grandson who's just started his apprenticeship, he's on £5.80 an hour at 17 years old. But even if it's not an apprenticeship, if I, for example, take on somebody to do a job for me at 17, I can pay them £5.82 an hour.
Okay.
And they can be doing exactly the same job as a 25-year-old who works for me, who's getting £10.42 an hour.
Right.
And that, to me, is age discrimination and should not be allowed in our country.
Oh, okay.
And I never discriminate with people. If they're doing the job, they get paid the same money, regardless of how old they are.
Good. Right. Good for you.
That's interesting. I did not know that.
I didn't either. And then that makes you an employer of choice because, you know, word gets out and they're like, I want to work for her because she pays fair wages to me regardless of my age. Good for you, Sue.
And that is age discrimination, I'm afraid. And I'm really dead set against that. So.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Well, I'm glad you have a personally experienced it because I know, you know, it can be difficult.
Unfortunately, I keep wanting to hang my boots up, but everybody's
so, they just keep wanting you to pay taxes and all.
Yeah, I
have a funny story to tell if I can. I'm going to tell on
it's
my
your
mama.
Show.
It's your show too.
No, it's your show.
I'm going to tell on my mama.
It's our show.
I love her so much. Okay, so my mom. We took a family trip to Disneyland in California, and we had learned our lesson when we went to Disney World in Florida that mama does better in a wheelchair because that's a lot of walking, okay? My mom is, you know, 80, well, she's 81 now. At the time, she was probably in her late 70s, but, you know, she just would do better in a wheelchair. So we decided before we even got to the park that we would get mama a chair. So my sisters and I were, you know, taking turns pushing her around. And my son was kind of young at the time. So he rode once in a while, but, we went to have lunch and we pulled up to a little table that had, six seats on it. And we, you know, we had ordered the food and then you go outside and you eat. And so we kind of pushed her chair over towards the table. And then she says, oh, can you push me closer? And we were like, me and my sisters looked at each other. And we were like, mom, get up and sit in the chair. And she was like, oh, yeah, you know. So she just laughed, you know. So she was like doing this internal thing to her. So then later on, we were doing the Small World ride. That was like one of the first rides that we rode for her, because that's what she wanted to do, and we wanted Mama to have what she wanted. So we get up there, and of course, if you're in a wheelchair and you're in one of these parks, they put you in a different line. And so we're in line, and of course, we skipped the huge, big old line with the rest of everybody. Now, we still had to wait maybe half an hour, but not like an hour, you know, maybe 20 minutes. But anyway, so it was our turn to get in the boat, and they actually have these boats come over to a different area for the handicap. And they were like, ma'am, you know, and Mom like looked at him with these like doe eyes, and she was like, yes. And they said, do you need assistance getting in the boat? She was like, no, I think I'll be okay. And then she gingerly got up, and me and my sisters were cracking up, because my mom was like Superwoman all our lives, you know, and she was like playing this thing up. So I would consider that an internalized ageism, because she made herself, she really liked that chair. And she told us that after the trip, that she says, oh, I couldn't have done it without that chair. I'm so glad you guys got me that chair. And it was just so funny. But yeah. Can you get up and you help yourself into the boat? I think right. I can. She was just so, it was so hilarious. We were cracking up all day. But it did come in handy when we were in Disney World, because we got front row seats to one of the shows.
There you go.
And
that's
not the
happiest place on earth.
I know. I've been there with my whole family. So, yeah, it was so bad. I was like, this is supposed to be the happiest place on earth. And I was like fisted. And
they've changed their slogan now.
I bet they have.
Yeah, they have.
Because it is a very stressful place. Yeah, but Mama in her wheelchair did get us up front row seats to the Lion King show. The whole family. It was like,
it wasn't really age discrimination then, was it?
No, we appreciated it then.
So let's talk about more age discrimination as in, you know, maybe how you can create change to not be age discriminated against.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a topic or an idea.
You know, in the workplace, you know, if you hire age experts who understand the nuance of
nuance
of, across the age spectrum, to educate all levels of the workplace. So, you know, you
hire an expert to educate everybody on being diversified.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
I guess that's one way to do it.
It could be. And you can make some, you know, in the workplace, you can make processes that are age neutral, you know, mm-hmm. so that everybody is on the same page, I guess.
Well, yeah, you know, like I said earlier about the technically challenged. You know, if there's a new program that's coming out, teach everybody how to use the program. You know, everybody does learn at different paces.
Well, I know, like, I've heard you explain maybe in the workplace that there's a program that most people can't do.
Yes.
Because it's so old.
Yes. And that's our big main system.
And so they should update that.
They have tried several times, but that system is so,
but anyway,
yeah, it's so Frankensteined that they can't figure out how to replace it.
Yeah, it's a DOS system.
It is a DOS-based system, and it is ancient, and it's got a lot of issues.
So that's age discrimination, too, as well as computers, right?
Right, because everybody that knows how to work on it is retired or retiring. There's very few people left that know how to.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're in a workplace that uses that kind of system, they mm-hmm. need to update it, you know, for the younger
kids.
Or
at least teach.
At least Windows 95. Come on, people.
Well, yeah. But at least teach the younger kids on how to use the program inside and out, and how to do patches, they call them, to fix issues that are arising because it's so Frankenstein that you fix one thing over here and it's going to cause an issue over here. So there's patches all the time because they had this system and then they created it to be this.
I'd really
big
like
monster.
To go back and talk about age discrimination with people that can join the military and can't drink, can't barely vote.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, because 18 is usually the age to vote.
It's to me that was so.
So you can vote. You can join the service.
Yeah.
You can even go get a tattoo.
Yeah.
But you can't drink a beer.
Yeah. Or in a bar or anything. Yeah.
And that was probably problematic. Well, I don't know. I was going to say in like some of the earlier wars or eras, right. You know, but
well,
I don't know when.
During like Vietnam, you could drink if you was
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, of course, when we were overseas, you could
drink. Overseas, you can drink anywhere you want. So, yeah that's a different, that's an American thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've put that restriction on. That's interesting. So there's also indirect and direct discrimination. And direct discrimination is when it happens based on your sex, national origin, race, age. That's where the age comes in. Sexual orientation, disability, marital status. It's all those protected things. Right. So that would be a direct discrimination. And some of those examples that we talked about earlier, you know, they're taking work away from you to kind of force you to retire.
I wish they would.
they are having you train, well, that may not be discrimination. I was going to say having you train somebody younger because they're hoping you retire. So direct and indirect. One of the things about it, though, is they're both unlawful. Yeah. So the indirect is just as against the law as direct.
Right.
So even if it's just a passing joke about your age, you know, not necessarily to you directly, but just your age group. We're starting to face that. I see it all the time on TikTok, you know.
Oh, yeah.
About,
I get called old man every time I walk in work.
Yes. And then just, Gen Xers, you know, because we're now in our 50s. So they consider us aging and getting old.
Back in the 90s.
Yeah.
What are you talking about back in the 90s? Prince was just writing songs about night party like it's 1999.
Right.
That was early 90s.
Exactly. So there was a poll done by the National Poll on Healthy Aging, and it found that 82% of older Americans reported experiencing ageism regularly. So the survey found that 65% experienced ageist messages from the media. That would include those mailers that we talked about.
Oh, well, yeah. The
TV ARP. Commercials, you know, they always, if there's a new drug out on the market, they always have the elderly.
Exactly.
In that commercial. And it's like,
help, I've fallen, I can't get up.
Yes, you know, because there are people that are younger that have stability issues. And so it doesn't have to be an older person, but they never put an older person in. Oh, the walk-in tub.
Oh, yeah, the walk-in tub. Boy, that's on all night long if you watch TV.
Yes.
Regular TV.
But the more I see one, the more I'm like, you know, that would be pretty awesome to have.
Yeah, I want that walk-in spot.
Exactly.
You walk in any of those spots.
Exactly. So 45% experienced the interpersonal ageism, and 36% had internalized ageism.
Commercialize it, yes.
Excuse me. So, trying to think of a country, because I looked up several countries, like their legal drinking age, their voting age, their driving age, and the age for them to enlist in the military.
Yeah.
So, holler out, somebody give me a country, and I'll tell you what they're.
Well, we got Ghana in here.
Ghana?
Yeah,
awesome.
South
okay.
Africa.
Let's see what we got
and
here.
Then we'll do UK next. Let's see.
Okay. Ghana. I want to make sure I have the right one. It's spelled G-U-Y-A-N-A. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the best you can get.
Okay. So the legal drinking age, I got to get back to my line here, 18 years old.
18. Is that, yeah, G-H-A-N-A.
Oh,
That's Guinea. Is that
Oh,
Guinea?
Okay. Got it.
Yeah,
I found
Ghana.
It.
We got Ghana right here.
G-H-A-N-A. Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's still 18 years old.
Okay. Still 18.
Okay.
This
the,
is for you, Enoch.
Oh, this is for Enoch. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Legal voting age, 18.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
driving age, 21.
Yeah, he spoke of that this morning. He did. I heard it on the show that, yeah, they don't, most of them don't drive over there. So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So they can drink and they can vote at 18, but they can't drive till they're 21. Enlisting in the military, 18, and it's voluntary.
It's voluntary.
Yes, there's a lot of countries that it's mandatory.
This is not true, you know, just let me know.
Yeah, yeah, just let us know.
Yeah.
We're not, we won't be offended at all. And let's see if I have you on, I don't have you on that one. Marriage. See how old you can be to get married in Ghana. He could probably answer before I find it.
He probably could, but he's not.
Okay. So women without parental consent can marry at 18.
Okay.
Men without parental consent can get married at 18.
Okay. They seem pretty fair. That, I mean, as far considered our country.
Oh, that's without. States. Did I say without?
Yes.
Without, yes.
Yeah.
With parental consent, it just has dashes. So I don't think
you
can get married
under
the age of 18, period.
Ooh.
Either with or without consent. So,
it's so that better is than gonna. Like some of our states. You can get married at 14.
I know.
What was that? Is it?
One of the southern states, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the southern, Louisiana, I believe.
Let me see. Let me see what it says in here. It may not reveal all of our secrets.
That's okay.
Okay, United States. It does.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. United States of America, without parental consent, 18.
18.
For both men and women.
Yeah, yeah.
With parental consent, women, 13.
Really?
Men, 14.
And this is in the United States.
Yes. And it was from 2011. So, yes.
2011?
So it's been a little while,
but
that's still within, you know.
That's the whole United States, is
that
right? Yes,
that's what it says. It just says United States of America.
Wow. I did not know that.
I didn't
either. There's a little asterisk. What's it?
A little T.
Okay. What's the T say?
The T says the legal minimum age for marriage varies by state.
Okay. Excuse you.
Excuse me. Somebody give me another.
I'm pretty sure that is. Sue would like to do the UK one.
Okay. UK. Now, this one may be broke up.
Probably go back to this one.
Well, it may be broke up. England, Ireland, because well, the UK,
this
like all of them,
England,
Wales.
England.
Okay, let me see if I have just a UK one.
Just get to one. Need me get you.
Excuse me.
Totally heard my thoughts.
United Kingdom. Okay, here we go. And then I can see if there's England by itself. There is. Okay, so UK overall. Legal drinking age, 18.
Mm-hmm.
Legal voting age, 18.
Okay.
Driving age, 17.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. I need to take a drink.
Welcome, ADEPA. ADEPA.
Age to enlist in the military, 18.
Yes.
It's voluntary.
Yeah.
But at 16, you can join with parental consent. And the 17 if you're going to be an officer.
So they have like we have over here like West Point and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say so. Okay. And legal age for marriage is 18 without parental consent and 16 with parental consent.
Was that true, Miss Sue? I believe it probably is.
Man.
Yes, true.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Okay. Do you want to know another one or you want to?
Yeah, let's do another country here.
Cindy, give us a country.
I was going to say South Korea.
South Korea.
Yeah, I had a pen pal back in the day.
Oh, neat. Okay.
And I know after he graduated from high school, he had to go in the military.
Yes. age to enlist in the military is 18, and it's mandatory or compulsory, as they call it.
Yes. Right.
The driving age.
The French Legion.
Actually, France on here says voluntary now. I was surprised about that as well. Yeah. Okay, back to South Korea. Driving age is 18. Voting age is 19. And legal drinking age is 19. To get married, in case you just decided that you couldn't live without your pen pal and wanted to get married again. Hold on. I bet it's under just Korea. Oh, it's not on here. You can't get married in Korea.
Well.
Or at least my notes. Okay. I know.
All right, we shack up. Okay.
Let's do one that's really obscure. You got one on there that's really obscure about all this stuff?
Yes, I do. I was going to see if it has anything in here about tattoos, but because there's very few of those.
One that's really off the wall about age stuff.
Well, I think like in Korea, I think most of them are fixed marriages, you know, where the parents, you know.
There are countries that do that.
They decide who you're going to marry and who, you know.
Right.
Unless you're here in the States, but then, you know, right in their own homeland, I think it's the parents that chooses the bride and the husband, you know, it's a dowry type thing.
Yeah. If you don't have three hogs and a bag of gold, I'm not.
Right.
You're
the
not
kids have no choice. Look, kid, you're marrying this one and that's it, you know.
Yeah, he's got three hogs for me.
Right. How about, I'm just going to go to this page. Good point. Moldova. I don't even know where that is.
Yeah, Moldova was in South, somewhere over there. I was looking for one that was like, oh, that's pretty. I thought we had one picked out. I really did. I seen one earlier when I was scanning through it.
Well,
it was off the wall.
Off the wall.
Yeah.
For marriages or for?
No, it was for something. Anyway. Let's
so,
go.
Germany,
yeah.
You can drink at 16.
It used to be 13 as soon as you reach a bar. I know that for a fact.
Voting is 18. Driving is 18, but 17 with supervision. Join the military at 17, voluntary, with parental consent, 17.
Right. When I first started driving, it was 14 if you lived in the country.
Oh, there is one that says that. In Ireland.
In Ireland?
Yes. You can drive at 17, you can drive at 16 for agricultural vehicles, but they're restricted to 45 miles per hour.
It was 14 back in 1980-something.
Australia, they can get their learner's permit and drive at 15 years and 9 months.
So anyway, you know, some companies, they'll do layoffs. I've seen this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll lay off somebody that is older because of some of the stuff we talked about.
Yes.
You know, he can't move fast enough.
Right.
Or he can't, you know, in the manufacturing world, in the engineering world, if you are in a shop that is producing a product for some other country, welcome Ticker Radio, and you cannot move as fast as a younger person because you're older.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been there for 10 or 12, 14, 15, 20 years, they will get rid of people. I've seen it happen. They'll force them out.
Yeah.
They'll either make them change their job or they'll put them in a position that they can't perform.
Right.
And it is, you know, I've seen it happen in many workplaces I've worked. I'm lucky to be in a position that I can do my job and do it well, and nobody else can, you know, it's not that nobody else can take it over, it's just that I'm lucky. But yeah.
Yes, you are lucky.
Being forced.
Sorry. Because I'm lucky me.
Yeah, I feel lucky all the time. But yeah. And plus, they'll offer early retirement package to you. This happens a lot in union shops that mm-hmm. I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
People that belong
severance
to the
package
union.
Or whatever.
Yeah, here you retirement go. Here's an extra $125,000 check. Get the hell out of here because you're old and you can't perform the job we're doing no more.
Yeah.
Or we don't want you around here because you can't change your way of thinking.
Right.
So.
Oh, think about what the railroad did to your dad. They made him work.
Drive hours.
Yeah, an hour to 2 hours one way because they put him in a different station.
Because he was close to retirement, trying to get him to quit.
Yeah.
But he did it. He drove it.
He drove it.
Every day.
Yep.
You have to think about that mm-hmm. when you get older because they will try to force you out of a work position mm-hmm. in your company. Not like if you own your own company, that's a different situation. But, of mm-hmm. course, they will.
Yep.
They'll try to work you harder and harder and harder until you quit.
Yeah.
And I've seen it happen. And that's especially with union jobs. And union jobs are a whole different subject, which we may get into one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But
I thought about that one.
It will – you're protected. Mm-hmm. In ways, mm-hmm. and sometimes you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
It depends on how well thick-skinned you are and how well you can hold up to the job itself.
Right. But what stinks is if it's a position that doesn't have a severance package or a retirement incentive. They're forcing you out, but you don't have enough years to retire.
Exactly.
You know, you're like, what am I supposed to do now?
That's why you need to take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
With retirement funds.
Yes.
I'm not even going to get into that. That's a whole different
another
subject.
Show.
But
but absolutely. I mean, you have to have, because our era, I'm not counting on Social Security.
No.
If it's there, great. It's a bonus. Fantastic. But I'm not counting on that as part of my retirement or how much money we have to live off of after retirement.
Right.
We can't. Yeah. Because who knows? And if we do start it, is it going to last? Because they keep changing the age on us anyway.
Right.
That you can draw it.
In America, I don't know what it's up to now.
I think I want to say 67 or 68.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Oh, excuse my language.
I think. I could be wrong.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm not to that point to be doing the retirement classes to find out what's available.
Sue says it's, welcome, Angel Bird 37. It's 67 in the UK.
67.
I think we're up to 69 and something now.
Yeah, and a half or something. Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, so by the time we get to be 69, it'll be 72.
Right.
And then by the time we're 72, it's going to be 75.
Right. They just want to keep you working.
Oh, I mean, drawing the Social Security because they don't have enough to pay everybody.
Yeah, it's because they want you to keep working, so you just pay taxes.
Yeah, because we're paying into Social Security now.
As soon as it is, you know.
Yeah, we pay Social Security now, and that's what goes to the people that are drawing it now. But when we retire, because, you know, the boom, what we call the baby boomers, you know, that generation has already retired. You know, there were this many of them. Well, they all had 2 and 3 kids, so the population is bigger now. So our Generation X, we're getting to that point where we'll be the next grouping to retire. Within the next, you know, 10 years.
Yeah.
And then our group is this big, and now we've all had kids. So, you know, the further we go into these generations, the more people they have to pay these benefits to. And there's no money. Absolutely no money.
Right.
So, yeah, not counting on Social Security yet.
Yeah, and I was you know, how common is age discrimination at work? Most age discrimination goes unreported. That's the big thing.
Because it's hard to prove.
Yeah, it's difficult to measure the prevalence in the workplace. However, in 2018, the EEOC, which is Equal Employment Opportunity Commission resolved 90,558 charges of discrimination and secured $505 million for victims of discrimination in private, state, and local government and federal workplaces. This includes more than 554,000 phone calls and emails related to potential discrimination claims.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And that was probably just in a year, does it say? Did it give the time frame? Oh, in 2018.
Just in 2018.
Right? Dang.
So.
That's crazy.
There are some advantages of being old in the UK, I don't know about there.
What's that?
Because when you get past a certain age in the UK, I get a free bus pass. I get a rail card.
Oh.
I get a 25% discount off in DIY stores. I can get discount on the council tax for my property. So there are advantages of being elderly in the UK as well. I mean, I've never used a bus pass, but I've got one.
Right.
And I can travel anywhere on the buses for nothing.
Right.
So there are.
And you get,
we used to get discounts at restaurants. There used to be able, when I worked at McDonald's, they could get a coffee or a small soda with their meal. Or with a sandwich. They could have a free coffee.
There's always good things.
I don't think they could do that though.
But
they still want you to work and pay taxes though, right, Mrs.?
Oh, for sure.
They keep encouraging that. Yeah.
And the annoying thing about it is because at 63, when I could take my pension, state pension. So once I took the state pension, even though I was working, I then paid 25% tax on my state pension. Plus, I paid 25% on the salary that I drew as well.
Yeah, so 50%.
Because I'm still working. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, for example, if I earned £500 in a month, I would only take home out of that. I wouldn't pay national insurance, which is obviously Social Security.
Yes.
But I would pay 25% tax. So I'd take home just over £400 out of £500, for example. Yeah, so you got taxed heavily, the fact that you were a pensioner and you've got your pension, which to me, I've already paid tax on that pension contribution when I earned it at that time.
Right.
So I'm now being penalised again, which is just so wrong.
I know in the United States, though, once you're over, if you receive your state, what you call state or security, Social Security, over the age of 80, you can earn as much money as you want working in the United States without having to pay any penalty.
But you're 80. Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, but you're 80 years old.
Who would want to work at 80?
Right.
Yeah, you probably
my mom going to retire. I can't see my mom.
I live in a caravan beside my son's house.
Exactly.
You know, I can't picture my mom going back to work.
On the beach.
Oh, my gosh. There's no way my mom could go back to work.
Yeah. Unless she could be a door greeter at Walmart. But I did have a guy that worked for me up until he passed away, actually. But
probably right up until
COVID.
Quit.
No, it was before COVID. He passed away because of that. But anyway, he was 80 years old, and he come to work about 3 to 4 hours a day, maybe five, and then go home. But he said, I can earn as much money as I want now. But when you're on Social Security, you cannot earn any money because they penalize you for your health care. They penalize you for if you earn too much money, and this and that, unless you have a pension that is guaranteed by a private company, and they can't, you know, penalize you or a military or whatever pension. If you're over 81, you can earn as much money as you want and not be penalized. Yeah. But if you're over 80, you're penalized. Yeah. So.
So did you know that if you apply for a job and you get, or a promotion and you get turned down for the promotion and they give it to somebody that's younger, that's less qualified?
Yes, you have to be, you got to prove that.
Though. Yes, that could be, you might have a case then for age discrimination.
Right, but you got to prove it.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is. It is. Yeah. I was overlooked. Well, I shouldn't say overlooked. I applied for a position and they chose somebody else. And I knew they were not qualified. I was devastated, by the way. They were younger than me, but not by much. I didn't realize that, you know, I guess I could have done it as a age discrimination thing, but I don't think they based it off the age. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
He ended up backing off, you know, or taking the downgrade. He couldn't do the job. So I ended up with the position anyway, but yeah, it was hard.
Right.
It was hard, but so yeah, I hope I never face it in my own business. I hope I never do it to anybody else, you know, because
right.
It can make you feel less of a person. It can really affect your health, to be made to feel like you aren't enough or that you can't accomplish your job, being forced out or feeling isolated, even emasculated. So I hope I never have to come across that in my work.
Right.
Yeah.
Discrimination.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I think we're getting to wrap up our interview. Yeah. Anything else to say? Anybody else? Any anything to say?
Yeah, does anybody else have anything else they'd like to share with us?
Yeah. No, I think you all did a good job.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
thank
that.
You, Miss Cindy.
Yeah, good show.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Miss Sue.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in.
And I'm glad you're feeling better.
You're always
way.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You sound much better today.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Now I've got it.
Nice.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Well, it's a. Hey, if you guys don't know out there in Podbean land, it does spread over the mic.
It must because I've got it now. I started yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, with that being said, this is a 620 Patio production.
No.
620 Patio podcast with the Lugunot Media Production.
Yes.
And if anybody has any outreach or anything they want to come to us, come to 620HHPATO.gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Email us any show ideas. We're going to start
once a month
doing a request show. So far we've had one, two, three, four, five, six requests. We've done two.
Yes.
So,
We're going to do that once a month.
Yeah.
And plus, I'd like to thank the UK out there for downloading, Sweden, Germany, Australia, Canada, Mexico, South Africa. And also be on the lookout at 9:30 p.m. Central will be the Pulse Variety Show with Tucson Scott and Denali Brett.
Yes.
And don't forget to check out all of the Lugunot Media Outside of Normal, the Illuminated Brilliance of Caps, and the Old Man's Podcast, Shep Shack, Herbal Talk with Shelby, and that's Herbal Talk for the Sioux Across the Seas.
Herbal.
Yes, and Strange Days with Oz, and the Scott Show Potluck, and Graveyard Quandaries. And don't forget our friends here in Southeast Kansas, The Wrong Kind of Podcast, WKOP. That's right. Check them out. They are really good. That's right.
My sound effect.
Don't forget to like, follow, join our fan club. It's free out there, people.
Fan club.
And download
free.
Our episodes. And please email us if you have anything. And don't forget.